if you're thinking, wow, life is an 8.5, I just had the greatest workout in the world, and then you wonder why you're not taking the steps to even start that business, or, you know, you're not spending time having connected relationships. This is, I hear a lot in the fitness business, in the industry, and I'm not even talking about professional bodybuilders or whatever, is that their relationships suck. They just suck. They know they suck. They blame their partner or whatever, yet they will break down their workouts to the nth degree, wake up in the middle of the night to, I don't know, have a protein shake, get up in the first thing in the morning, put all their passion and energy, break down their workout, whatever, right? And then they've got this partner in front of them that they're disconnecting. They're thinking, what's their problem? Where, I'm not telling a person what to do, but what if you were to break down, what are their needs? How can I fulfill their needs? You know, how can I create a win-win situation? This is doable. This is doable. This is important to my long-range success. This will make me happy, right? Instead of looking at them like, hey, what's their problem? And I'm not telling, again, I'm not telling a person what to do, but just think of how you attack the weights, right? You attack the weights like, oh man, this is my destiny. This is my identity. This makes me feel good. Oh, let me read some more information on how to get one more rep or 5 more pounds. And you got from the gym that, man, I gave it all. I left my all in the gym, right? And then you have a partner that's right across the way, and you are not motivated to break it down on how to connect with this person. It's just this impossible thing like, oh God, how can I do it? Boy, what's their problem? And you just put all that energy into your freaking working out and breaking it down, every single strategy, every single micronutrient that went in your body, and you wrote about it, you talked about it, you did this, whatever, and you were so fulfilled. And then they see you putting that energy and passion and dedication and time and effort into your workout, and when they got a little problem, you just all of a sudden turn into this little defenseless mouse that can't figure it out. Oh, you're throwing up your hands already, and you're wondering why you're not connecting with them. I see this all the time, and I'm not telling you what to do, but the point is that relationship in front of you isn't impossible. It's not impossible. It's just your energy, your time, your effort, your emotion is going somewhere else. To build 1 more inch on your biceps is not impossible, yet dealing with this person that you've made this commitment to, that you say you want a relationship, if they'd only straighten up, that's impossible. What message are you sending to them, how much you care about them? Don't you think that they would just want, God, if I could just have them put half the energy into me that they're putting into their workout, just think where our relationship would be. Yet you don't see that.